Hello, everybody. We're going to start the next section, Modern Technology and Physical Inactivity, where the author is going to talk about the connection between scientific advancements and our inactivity in many parts of our life. It's important to keep this in mind as we go through our day-to-day and see what adjustments we can make on a personal level to become more active. So he says, modernization comes with a heavy price, that the ease of life we gain by scientific advancements actually is characterized by a large part of being increasing mechanization and automation and communication that is taking out the movement, the necessary movement in our life. It's paradoxical. But here we have great scientific knowledge. At the same time, we're becoming weaker physically. So most people don't do anything by themselves. Everything's automated at this point. And here's some studies that, you know, in 1970, 66% of children walked to school. Today, that's down to 13%. In 1949, 34% of miles traveled were used in a mechanical mode or bicycle. Today, it's 1 to 2%. He said hardly anyone walks to work in the U.S. And even people take bikes. Now it's an electric bike or a scooter, things that require a lot less physical action than, quote-unquote, back in the day. And he said even the telephone, if you think about it, the telephone has replaced people walking to someone else's house. And to even go a few years back, automatic washing machines and dryers relieved us of the burden of carrying loads of wet laundry. And also, to give you another example, of automatic heating has relieved us of the need to chop wood. I know these seem very foreign to us, but it does put in perspective that there's so much around us. And he even says that by one estimate, there are more than 70 labor-saving devices we can use before leaving our house in the morning. It even includes the electric toothbrush. In recent years, there have been such a number of developments that have prompted obesity, such as the availability of cheap and wide-calorie food layouts in neighborhoods. The layouts in neighborhoods have changed, that people are more conservative, that we eat more fast food. The sports they play, going to watch a baseball game, it's not much active, but people go and they'll take in unhealthy food. Even if you play golf, it's a little more active than playing baseball or some other sports. But then again, people now use golf carts. So even we take an approach that we're going to be active, a lot of times there's some kind of advancement in the way that's preventing us from getting the maximum activity that we can. And also, just talks about in general, people have the attitude of taking it easy and chilling out, putting up their feet, rather than doing something more productive to maintain our body in a constant movement. So unfortunately, we've drawn our children into this inactive way of lifestyle that although only 20% of obese adults were obese as youngsters, it said 80% of obese children become obese adults. So he says, there's no exaggeration to say that inactivity is among the biggest threats today to our survival. Okay, thank you and have a great day.